word for word translation, and translation by ISKCON Foundation, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you. Sukshma. Fine. Sweta Balu. White sand. Pate. On the part. You know, Bangla is almost very similar to English. Pulineravsama. Just like the bank of the Jamuna. Dwi Dike. On two sides. Tuta. Gardens. Sabha. All. Jena. Like. Vrindavana. The holy place of Vrindavan. Translation. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those in Vrindavan. Please kindly respond to repeat. The fine white sand spread all over the path.
The fine white sand spread all over the path.
Resembled the bank of the Jamuna.
Resembled the bank of the Jamuna.
And the small gardens on both sides. Looked just like those in Vrindavan. Is there anyone here who has not been to Vrindavan? Have not been to Vrindavan? Raise up your hand. You've never been to Vrindavan? Sure. All right, so you try to go there so that these things, the description here is not abstract. When you go there, you can relate with this description. And by the way, everybody should aspire to go to Vrindavan. If you've never been there, you should try to go there. The Muslims, the Christians, they go on pilgrimages. So Vrindavan is our pilgrimage target. So everybody should try to visit Vrindavan. At least people go to Disney Island or Disneyland. So Vrindavan is our Disneyland, okay? So we go to text 26. Rate Chadi Jagannatha Kari Lagamana.
Rate Chadi Jagannatha Kari Lagamana.
Dvipaswe Deki Chale Anandita Mana. Word for word translation. Ratichadi. Riding on the car. Jagannatha. Lord Jagannath. Karilagamana. Was passing. Dvipaswe. On both sides. Deki. Seen, chale, goes. Oh, this is similar to chale, cholo. Okay. Anandita, full of pleasure. Mana, mind. Translation: as Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. Please kindly respond and repeat. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car
and saw the beauty on both sides,
his mind was filled with pleasure. Even the Lord, he has pleasure in aesthetics. So, come to that. Text 27. God asaba ratatani kariyananda. Shane sigara chale rata chane chale manda. Word for word translation. Godha, the pullers of the cart. Saba, all. Rata, the car. Tane, pull. Kariya, filling. Ananda, happiness. Chane, sometimes. Shigra chale, goes very fast. Rata, Dika, Chane, sometimes. Chale, goes. Manda, very slow. So, translation. The pullers of the car were known as goddess, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Please kindly respond. Repeat. The pullers of the car we are known as goddess. And they pull with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. There's something interesting here. Although it has no purpose, but something very, very significant here. The pullers of the car are known as goddess, we are known as goddess, and they pull with great pleasure. With great pleasure. Acha. Service. Service has to be done with intense pleasure. But we're not there right now. So do we stop the service? We say, well, I'm supposed to have great pleasure in doing this service, but I'm not having the pleasure to do this service. Or, the chanting, I'm supposed to, relish the holy name, but I don't have a taste for it, no ruchi. Therefore, I stop. No, the pleasure is there in the service. Ruchi is there in the holy name. We may not be there yet. But we know that's the goal. So we continue. And the services and the chanting, they facilitate our purification. So we don't stop because we don't have the pleasure. We don't stop our services because, the God has deal with, they had pleasure in doing their service. They were pleasantly engaged. And I'm doing this service like a duty, I have to do it because I know this is my service. Never mind. Whether you're having a pleasure now, you're doing it as a duty, you get purified anyway. So that's the rationale to go ahead doing the service, if even we don't have the pleasure right now. So 28, Shanes Tira Hanarahe. Tani le hana chale. Ishvara ichaya chale na chale karo bale. Word for word translation. Chane. Sometimes. Stira. Still. Hana. Becoming. Rahe. Stays. Tani leha. In spite of being pulled. Naturally. Does not go. Ishvara ichaya. By the will of the Lord. Chale. Goes. Naturally. Does not go. Karo. Of anyone. Bale. By the strength. Translation. Sometimes the car will stand still and not move. even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord, not by the strength of any ordinary person. Please kindly respond, repeat. Sometimes a car will stand still and not move.
Even though it was pulled very
vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord,
not by the strength of any ordinary person.
Text 29. Tabe Mahaprabhu Sabha Lanak Bhaktagana. Swahaste Parila Sabe Malya Chandana. Word for word translation. Tabe. At that time. Mahaprabhu, Sichitaya Mahaprabhu, Sabha, all, Lana, taking, Bhakta Gana, devotees, Swahaste, by his own hand, Parila, decorated, Sabe, everyone, Malya Chandana, with flower garlands and pulp of sandalwood. Translation. As the car stood still, Suchitaya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Please kindly respond to repeat. As the car stood still, Suchitaya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. This is the Lord serving his devotees. So, that's a lot of stuff there. So, here, let's reflect on this. That Lord Krishna himself is serving his devotees. Remember, even when Lord Krishna was on a planet 5,000 years ago, he served his devotee. He washed the feet of Sudama Vipra, his friend, his school friend. He visited him and he washed his feet. Sudama Vipra is a poor guy, poor Brahmin. He doesn't have money. He's not a billionaire. But Krishna washed his feet. Why? Bolo, why? Why will Krishna wash the feet of Sudama Vipra?
Reciprocate the love.
Does reciprocate the love? Yes.
The Brahmin is a dear to the Lord.
Brahmin is a dear to the Lord. Anyone else that makes some input? Yes. He loves his devotees so much. Bhakti Vatsala. Yes, ladies, we don't want to cite, relegate ladies to the background, because this is a society of, this is a spiritual society, so we are supposed to be equal to everybody. Yes, Bolo, tell us something.
Huh?
Very good. Yeah. Anyone, any more ladies to give some idea? Why would Lord Krishna, wash the feet of... He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why will he wash the feet of anyone? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why will he, decorate his devotees, his garland devotees? Do your father dresses you up at home when you want to go out? Maybe when we were kids, but as soon as you can dress up, nobody cares, You have to dress up yourself. Yes, why will Krishna?
Because this is true friendship.
This is true friendship love, yeah. Anyway, so thank you. All of the answers are valid. And I would like to add that one of the rasas is between the jiva and the Lord is that you can be a friend of the Lord. And we see this in the life of Subal and other Krishna circles. And friends, they don't care. There is love, so they serve each other. It doesn't matter whether, you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now you're playing the role of a friend. It's a matter of love. If when you love somebody, you want to serve them. There cannot be love without service. If you love some, okay, say you have a beautiful wife. Okay. And you tell her, darling, 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 I love you so much. But for the whole year, there's no single good sari. What type of love is that? service. So, if the Lord exemplifies how, if the Lord does not show this example, it's a role model. Lord Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, they're role models. Role models are those who live their lives in such ways that other people emulate. A parent is supposed to be a role model. The devotee is supposed to be a role model because I'll tell you a story. One of my friends in Delhi, he told me this story. He's a professional. So there was somebody in his office who used to like constantly agitate him. So one day, he reacted. As soon as he reacted, this guy who acts as if he doesn't know anything about, Krishna and all this thing, the guy's response was, "Hey, you are a devotee. You're not supposed to act like that." So people may not align with you, they may not follow, they may not do what you're doing, but they're watching you, they're watching us to see, are you following your standard? Are you following your standard? So our cultural heritage, our spiritual cultural heritage is that of service. We call the whole process that we engage in loving, devotional service. And the Bhagavad Gita is mentioned that the gates of liberation, they open up to the person who simply serves the devotee of the Lord. We don't go back. We don't get extricated from the shackles of material bondage by our efforts only. In fact, the shortest route to getting out from the prison is to serve the pure devotee of the Lord. To serve the devotees of the Lord. Because when you say serve the pure devotee of the Lord, then the next question is, I bet I don't have pure devotees in my home. Or I don't have a pure devotee in my temple. Service to the devotee. In fact, Lord Krishna mentions in his conversation with Arjuna in the Padma Purana that those who claim to be his devotees, they are not. Those who are devotees, those who are serving the devotee of the devotees. So our process is very simple. We need to go for 3 PhDs to become perfected in spiritual life. We have our mouths. We have our limbs. We have our hands, legs. We can do some service. And that service attitude is there. If we like, we serve the devotees. If we don't like, no problem. But we will serve anyway. So there are two things. We serve the Antaranga Shakti or we serve the Bahiranga Shakti. The devotees and devotional service are subsumed in Antaranga Shakti. And therefore, the whole process is based on service. So Lord Chaitanya is exemplifying that service has to be done with love. Just like the Godas, they were serving, they were pulling the cart. They were doing it with great pleasure. Means with love. Okay, let's, we have more 10 minutes, so let's see what to do.
Nine o'clock.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Thank you for the information. Okay, so text 30, Paramananda Puri Arabharati Brahmananda. Srihaste Chandana Panabadila Ananda. So, what for what translation? Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri. Ara and Bharati Bharati Brahmananda. Brahmananda Bharati. Srihaste, by the hand of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chandana, Sandalwood Pulp, Pana, getting, Badila, increased, Ananda, transcendental bliss. Translation? Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, we are both personally giving garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Please kindly respond. We'll repeat. Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati. We are both personally giving garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. So, it's a loving exchange between the Lord and His devotees. And the loving exchanges could be so intense that the loved ones and the lover, they don't care going to hell for each other. We see this in the life of the gopis. When Krishna ostensibly became ill of headache. I say ostensibly because Krishna cannot have headache. He just fainted. But it's like checking out with a litmus paper to see what type of gas is emitting from this vessel. You put a litmus. Then you'll be able to know the litmus. You'll be able to know if the litmus turns blue, it turns red, you identify the gas. So Krishna conducts an experiment here. He says, I have headache. And the only way to cure this headache is to take the dust from the feet of my devotees. So please, check out. Get me some dust from my devotees. And then his friends had gone to meet the devotees. Everybody says, I don't want to go to hell. The dust from anybody should never touch Krishna's head. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna's too, Bhagavan Swaya. How dare you try to do that? You want to go to hell? I don't want to go to hell. So I cannot do that. I cannot give you dust from my feet. So they came back with a report. Feedback. His friends came back with a feedback from the devotees. From the devotees. Devotees, your friends, your devotees, they said they can't do that because they will go to hell. Krishna said, all right. Go check with the gopis. In other words, he went to meet, they went to relay this message to the male devotees. They say, that's very offensive. I will go to hell. And Krishna was giving the feedback. And remember, I mentioned Krishna was using a litmus paper to test which gas is emitting from the vessel. So he said, all right, go meet the gopis. Give them the same message. And when Isakas went to the gopis, and the gopis, they were not hesitant at all. Immediately, they were willing to give. So then, the messenger said, hey, but you know the implication of that. He said, what implication? You will go to hell. Your dust touches the head of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are done. Our gopis, oh, we don't care. We don't care. We're ready to go to hell. Krishna will be killed now. Finish. We are satisfied with that. We're ready to bear the reactions for anything. You see, a class of bhav, devotion people have. Self-sacrifice. To sacrifice everything for the Lord is just a big challenge. It's a big challenge. Even his own devotees, Krishna was physically there on the planet. And they were afraid to sacrifice going to hell for Krishna. Oh yeah. See, devotional service is easy. On face value. Face value is pretty easy. But when we go deep, we'll find that it's not so easy as we are taught. Because it requires some self-sacrifice. It requires some self-sacrifice. Are we ready to put our lives down for the Lord? This is what the gopis did. We're ready. Take it. If it's going to be cured, we're satisfied with that. Whatever reactions, we don't give it down. This is where the devotional service is a challenge. Anybody can wake up and chant 108 rounds. There are people who chant 108 rounds. You're looking at me. There are people, a group of brahmacharis in Mayapur, their leader chants 108 rounds. Everybody else in their group, they chant 64 rounds every day. So, that's not a problem. Are we ready to make the sacrifice? Especially in this 21st century. Some people should be ready to make the sacrifice. I mean, some people should be ready to make the sacrifice. Everybody may not be able to make the sacrifice. I remember when my spiritual master was still on the planet. So there were some devotees who got killed in a civil war. And one, that time I was in Africa. I was a young brahmachari. So I was the regional secretary. So I was deputed to go to that country. War was going, still going on. A civil war in the country. About 6 devotees got killed, including a white female devotee from America. And my spiritual master told me, Vasudev, you go and investigate, find out exactly how the devotees got killed. Then I had to fly into a neighboring country. There's a temple there. And I went to the temple. So I told the temple president about my mission to the neighboring country. I'm going there. Civil war is still going on. Some devotees were killed. And the temple president, he's also a disciple of Bhakti Chaitanya Swami. He's late now. He sat me down to give me a lecture. How it's so dangerous to go there, except I want to die. So I turned to him and asked him, so between you and the guru, whose instruction should I take? You? Get up from my life. That's what I told him. This is exactly what I told him. Get up from my life. I will go. If I will die, that will be a glorious death. He was completely shocked. I'm talking about how devotional service is not so juicy. Yeah. So I flew into that country. If I well, we disembarked from the plane, is the whole airport is filled with armed soldiers. Then somebody came to pick me up. I stayed in that country, I think about 7 or 10 days, don't remember precisely, but more than a week. And I flew in without a return ticket. So I did all of the investigations, found out exactly how the devotees died. And I was to fly out, and I went into the streets to do Sankirtan, to raise money for my ticket. I'm a brahmachari. Hear this story. I went to the streets to raise money, book distribution, so that I can buy the ticket to fly out. A mission accomplished. I've finished my mission. But no money to fly out. You know, sometimes, you know, people see you moving around and traveling around. They say, oh, he's so lucky. He's a Swami. He's a guru. He's a PhD. But, you know, look at the background of what people have to deal with. So, devotional service is an attitude of love. But it is also an attitude of sacrifice. If we love someone, we can serve them. It doesn't matter how great we are. And Prabhupada was so great. He served hippies and potheads who came to him at 26 Second Avenue. Any of you have been to 26 Second Avenue? That is the beginning, that is the birth of the Hare Krishna movement in America. So Prabhupada served, you know, drug addicts. Some of the people who came to him were potheads, drug addicts, sex maniacs. But he served them. He didn't think, well, I'm an empowered personality. I'm a Satyavit avatar. These are all, you know, militias. Why should I serve them? So Prabhupada showed by his own example. Following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's my point. Following the footsteps of Lord Krishna. Service. 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 All right. Text 31. Advaita Acharya Ara Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Hasta Spasi Dunara Ha Ila Ananda. Sri word for word translation. Advaita Acharya.
Advaita Acharya.
Ara.
Ara.
And Prabhu Nityananda.
Lord Nityananda Prabhu.
Srihasta Spase.
By the touch of the transcendental hand of Lord Chaitanya.
Dunara,
of both of them,
Ha'ila,
there was
Ananda,
transcendental bliss.
Translation. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased. Please kindly respond, repeat.
Similarly,
when Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased.
32.
Ketaniya gane dila malya chandana. Swarupa sivasa yahan mukya dvijana.
What for
translation? Ketaniya gane. Unto the performance of Sankirtan.
Dila
gave
Malya Chandana
garlands and sandalwood pulp.
Swarupa
Srivasa
Srivasa
Yahan
where
Mukya
principal
Dvijana
two persons.
Translation, the Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performance of Sankirtan. The chief two performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. Please kindly responsible repeat.
The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp
to the performance of Sankirtan.
The chief two performers were Swarup Damodara and Srivas Thakur.
So Lord Chaitanya is always very pleased with his Sankirtan party, and we sing every morning the second verse of the Mangalarati prayers, Mahaprabhu Kirtana Ritya Gita. What's the meaning of that?
The dancing of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. Mahaprabhu Kirtan chanting. Ritya, Gita. Ritya, dancing. Gita, singing. So what we are doing is a spiritual cultural heritage, a legacy left for Prabhupada's followers by Lord Chaitanya Prabhu himself. There's no invention. Prabhupada didn't invent anything. He didn't create something. He came following the orders lays down of Lord Chaitanya Prabhu himself, Kirtan. And when Prabhupada came to America, when he was at the 26th Second Avenue, that storefront, he was holding his Kirtans and Bhagavad Gita classes in the evening. He would go out to Thompson Square Park and hold Kirtan. This is what exactly Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to establish. Kirtan, public chanting. Coming together to chant. This is the Yuga Dharma. And it was inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya himself. It was found by Lord Chaitanya himself. Nobody else founded it. Golokera Prema Dan Harinam Sankirtana. These Hare Krishna movements, the chanting, singing and dancing, this is an import from the spiritual world. Golokera Premandana is the wealth. This is the wealth of prema. Singing and dancing is the wealth of prema. Now people, I will not say everybody. Majority of people like to sing and dance. At least majority of people like to dance. Majority of people like music. And so it is just a natural a way of responding to the environment. When you hear music, especially, you know, the modern music, you find all these rappers all over the place, and people love that. They may not even understand the lyrics, because the rappers, sometimes they talk very fast. And sometimes they speak slangs. And not everybody understands American slangs. But, you know, the music, people love music. Many people love music. So Lord Chaitanya also established this movement using very simple tools, strategies, to create positive change on the planet, to create social transformation, spiritual transformation. The kirtan is not something it's not just a religious principle. It is a scientific principle. Kirtan is a science. You know that? Huh? You know that kirtan is a science? Kirtan is a science. Yeah. Because, you know, scientific researchers, they've conducted studies on kirtan, how kirtan impacts behavior, how kirtan impacts emotions, how kirtan impacts emotional health, mental health. And Prabhupada will sometimes say, these Hare Krishna movements is a science. Ever have Prabhupada say that? Yes. I've heard him say that a number of times. But then someone may wonder, wait a minute. You mean this is a science? Or would you just accept it because the Acharya said so? No, not just accept it because the Acharya said so. Even people who are not devotees, they have proven it beyond reasonable doubt. There are so many research studies that have been conducted that show how kirtan or chanting the holy name, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, creates amazing transformations. Health-wise, cognition, what is this problem that you can't sleep? What's the name of that? Even insomnia. Just 2023, the last quarter of 2023, some researchers came up with a publication in a peer-reviewed journal how the chanting helps to mitigate insomnia. For most of us, we don't have problem with sleep. We have a problem with keeping awake. So that is not something really strange to us, yeah. So, yeah, this is the beauty of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And I was speaking with somebody the other day, and then he was in a program which was organized by his devotees. So I was speaking with this gentleman. He's from the Muslim countries. So was speaking, he said, "Oh, he likes this kirtan.
He likes this."
I asked, "You like this coming to this place for this kirtan?"
He said, yes, I like it." So even people who are coming from Muslim backgrounds, they like it so much.
And then, so I asked him, how many rounds of japa do you chant?
He said, "No, he doesn't chant japa, but this kirtan, oh, he loves it." People like music.
And therefore, each time we go out to do our kirtan, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, you see, this chapter is describing Lord Chaitanya's dancing in front of during the Ratha Yatra in Puri. How many of you have been to Puri? Have been to Puri? Please raise up your hand. And how many of you have participated in the Puri Ratha Yatra? Anybody here? Anybody, ladies? Puri Ratha Yatra? I see one hand there. Okay, so one, it's a balance. Okay, no problem. Yeah, Puri Ratha Yatra. When they are one here, and the place was, my goodness, it was just too crowded. If you don't take time, you can die. If you fall, you can never be alive. So if you have not been there, I don't urge you to go, okay? You can watch it on the net. So, but then the point is, Lord Chaitanya, this whole chapter is describing Lord Chaitanya's dancing at Ratha Yatra. And Prabhupada also established all these Ratha Yatras in the West. So what has been going on in Puri for a very long time, it's been transplanted in the West by Srila Prabhupada. And we are also having all of these Ratha Yatras. When is the London Ratha Yatra coming up?
July.
Yes, yeah, so practically all over the world, we are, ISKCON is organizing Ratha Yatras. And this is also part of the instruction, the legacy of Prabhupada. And Lord Chaitanya will personally be dancing ecstatically in the Ratha Yatra. He didn't just give his instruction to his devotees. He's the Supreme Lord, okay? He could give instruction to his devotees. Go and be part of the Ratha Yatra. He was physically there. He formed 7 groups. Each group, 2 midangas. There are singers, there are dancers. So then sometimes people see us and then they say, "Oh, these Hare Krishnas, they're just singing and dancing on the streets." Yes, we sing and dance. But we're also doing something. And when you sing and dance in the street, do you know what you're doing? That is the greatest welfare to human society. But how? In what way is it the greatest welfare to human society? Oh, yeah. Anyone want to try this? Yes.
By satisfying supreme everyone else's soul.
Okay, what are the root of the tree? And the whole tree flourishes. Acha. So suppose you have to apply for some grants. The government people, they will not understand that. This is all it meant for devotional philosophers. So Benda is correct, yes? But who can give some other try? Yes?
Spreading the sound vibration, so therefore mitigating the negative energy, or something like that.
You have any proofs? Yeah. Any ladies to try? Yes?
You're exposing yourself to what many people want to do, and also you're reaching out to people to tell them how to reach happiness.
All right.
So all that sankirtan, all the books, everything goes well.
Yeah. Yes.
There's clinical evidence of how sonotherapy, therapeutic therapy, in other words, chanting, can reduce crime.
Yes.
While we are doing kirtan or chanting, some people, they like not, they can say Hare Krishna in a different way, not in a devotional way, but their devotional life will start with Krishna's mercy. Like either this life or next life, they may chant, like spreading the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Yeah. Each time we go out to do this Harinam, we are doing the greatest welfare service to human society because we are helping people to be connected with Krishna. People hear the holy names, whether they like it or not, they get purified. But this is for the devotees. But also, like Abhinandan Prabhu mentioned, clinically speaking, also, there are proofs to that. I conducted some research, 2021, and had it presented at the World Academy of Science, Engineering and Technology here in London on June 28. Prior to that, there were other researchers who had conducted some, you know, experimental studies on chanting, and they found a similar result, how the chanting, public chanting, helps to mitigate crime. And Prabhupada was asked this question by a police officer in Chicago. Prabhupada was in Chicago, in Illinois, and a police officer came to him and said, what can your movement do about crime? Because Chicago is a high-density crime city. So then this police officer asked Prabhupada, what can the movement do? And Prabhupada said, if people chant, crime will go down. Have you ever had Narada Muni indicted for any crime or felony or something like that? No. But people don't know about Narada Muni, so we can talk technical things to them for them to accept. So by the grace of Prabhupada, you know, all of these things have been established. So don't feel embarrassed to go out to distribute the holy names. Don't feel shy to go out to distribute the holy names. Because you are helping to change the world in a positive way. The Harinam Sankirtan is the means for diffusing all of the negative thought patterns, criminal mindsets. Even in Washington, D.C., that was at 1990 or so, some researchers conducted similar research. That was basically on crime. They checked out with the D.C. Crime Diary, Columbia Crime Diary, Columbia Area Crime Diary, before they started this public chanting. So experiments have been conducted. Why we say this is the greater welfare service to all, to humanity? So these researchers, they checked the crime diary of Columbia District before they started, have that recorded, then they started their chanting, public chanting. Many people came together to chant. And they evaluated the effect on crime. So during the period they were chanting, the period that they were chanting, compared to prior to the chanting, crime went down. They checked the diaries again, crime diary, crime went down. So yeah, when we're going out to do the chanting, we are helping the government. We are helping, we're helping to minimize the effect of the sinful reactions of the general populace. In fact, if not of the Hare Krishna movement, there could have been a third world war a long time ago. Oh yeah. The Devotees have been involved distributing, following the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, distributing the holy names, purifying the whole environments. So we should be proud of what we are doing. Sometimes we need to know the effect of what we are doing on society. But crime, that is not the purpose of the chanting. It's just a positive side effect. Just like if you undergo a chemotherapy, you will address the problem, cancer, whatever, but there are side effects that come with chemotherapy. You may not like it, but there are side effects. But this very chanting, this congregational chanting, the Sankirtan movement, you know, in my research, I use a particular technology because I'm in the management science and decisions, not in religion. So you can't tell the management scientists, you know, you can't use the words you use in religion to management scientists because they don't even believe in God, in most cases. So then I developed this concept, this technology, sonic therapeutic intervention, and they loved it. But it means the same thing, explanation is the same thing, chanting all the Krishna mantra. So we have to be available to help in spreading the holy names of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let me just read through the other verses because of the time factor. Text 35, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur and Bhakshesvara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Text 36. Swarup Damodara was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given five assistants to respond to his chanting. So the things we are doing in our temples, in our society, in our movement, these are things that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was involved in. It's not something that Prabhupada is coming to force on our heads or is coming to convince us to do. Or it's some Hindu stuff that Prabhupada has brought to India. No. This is the Yuga Dharma. It was established by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the Yuga Dharma, coming together to chant, because coming together to do something is always greater, yields greater results than individuals doing that same thing and bringing the results together. Again, this is science. Our Hare Krishna movement was founded on the basis of science. The Yuga Dharma is founded on the basis of science. It's called, synergy. A management model called synergy. Synergy implies that when people come together to do a particular thing, the result is always greater than individuals doing that same thing. You could Google go to Google Scholar and check out that terminology, synergy. It's a model that is used in teams' efforts. That's why emphasis is so much on teams, and community. Because people come together, they get greater results in their efforts. So Lord Chaitanya founded this movement on the basis of science. It's called synergy model. Got it? So don't play around with the Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Let me just quickly get to 38. The five tourists. Responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar, where Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Datta, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govinda Nanda. 38, last text for today. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Sri Vasakur as the chief man. Purport.
In the fourth group, Damodar Swarup was appointed chief singer, and the responding singers were Damodar Pandit, Narayan, Govinda Datta, Raghava Pandit, and Govinda Nanda. Sri Advaita Charya was appointed as the dancer. The next group was formed, and the chief singer was Srivas Thakur. So, we are joining this meeting. This is the last text for today. We have 1 minute or so. Any questions? Yes, Bolo. Hare Bolo.
Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you for class, Maharaj. You were narrating the story how you were traveling to a dangerous country to find out why these devotees were killed. And just two things I was wondering about that. So first, why did your guru wanted to find out why they got killed? And did you find out how they got killed?
Yeah. When I went, investigations revealed how they were getting some... They were helping with food for life in this war-torn city. And... The rebels were also supporting them with some funding for their project. And then the chief rebel was really like brutalizing people unnecessarily. So this devotee, this one of the devotees wrote a letter to the rebel leader, preaching to him to stop that. And he got really offended. So he came to round up he came with a troop of military guys, or his men, in the night, and rounded up the devotees. Took them out, executed. So the lesson to learn from this. Devotees, when you have to preach in any place, no matter how lucrative the results of the preaching are, when there is a war, evacuate. As a war, evacuate. We don't have many devotees on this planet. You could save your life for future preaching. It's very dangerous. I remember there was a problem in one of these countries, and there were devotees there, and then they raised that issue on Sabha. Oh, I'm also a member of Sabha, advisory body to GBC. My suggestion was, get all the devotees in that place, evacuate them, because you cannot be sure of anything. When there is a crisis, you cannot be sure of anything. Yeah, so it's a good question you ask. Does it make sense? All right, yes. Any other comment or question? We have about, the time is finished. Time is finished.
Yeah, it's a comment. It's Tribhuvan.
Okay.
He went into Libya. Actually,
who
locked him up?
Huh? Okay. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I had unfortunately, I was not able to meet Tribhuvanar before he left the planet. I heard so much about him. Devotees who have gone to Africa to preach with him, even America, some devotees who were there with him, they told me. He was a self-sacrificial person. So thank you for sharing that. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.